fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. Fighters, I want to let you know about a new group that we have on Facebook. It's called Contractor Sales Pros. You just go to Facebook and type in Contractor Sales Pros. You'll run into it there and you can go ahead and request access to it. This group is for current sales professionals in the construction industry. Listen, guys, this is a place that you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as salespeople in this industry. And I want to invite you to be a part of that, be part of the conversation that we have going on there. So you go to Facebook, Contractor Sales Pros, and jump in with a bunch of other cool people. You guys rock.
Hello, this is Steve of the Contractor Fight, and I am solo today. Tom and Derek are off doing God knows what, and I'm available. And my message for you today, my topic of the podcast for today is get your shit together now, because you're going to want to retire one day. You're going to want to travel one day. You're going to want to wake up one day and do whatever you want to do. And this is a time to get your shit together. So there's an old saying that once you reach 44 years of age and you work for someone else, you better have your act together, because no one will want to train you anymore after that, because society considers you too old to invest in. Now, most of you listening to me have your own businesses, and so that doesn't really apply to you, but you also feel the clock ticking, because the average person who generally is looking for help is in their mid-40s. They've been in the business, you know, 15 or 20 years, and they just haven't gotten it together. Now, here's what I mean by getting it together. Making the money to live a good life, making the money to save for any kids you might want to send to college, making good money to retire on. And not retire and necessarily travel the world, although that's what I'm doing at the moment, but to just have enough money so you can not worry about money. And that's actually how you know when you have enough money for retirement, when you no longer have to worry about it. Now, if you haven't done your calculation number, I'm going to give you an easy formula, and you can rewind us to hear it. What you want to do to figure out how much money do I need to retire? And it goes like this. Take your entire total expenses in 1 month. Now, you don't have to include all your kids' stuff at the moment, because when you get to be retired, hopefully your kids will be out of the house. But the bottom line is you got to add everything in there. That's, you know, beer money, pizza money, gifts you might have to buy, living expenses, car insurance, mortgage, you know it all. Just add it all together. And that's 1 month. Now multiply that number, your monthly total expenses, by 12. That gives you your annual total expenses. That's how much you need to live for one entire year. Now multiply that for 25. By 25. That's your big number. The reason why you want to do that is because if you retire at 65 years old in today's world, you can easily live for 20 to 30 more years. Literally. My dad just died at 90. Now, from 65 to 90, he didn't do a single thing to help himself physically. He sat in a damn chair all day long and watched the Golf Channel and ate candy. So he was big. He was overweight. He couldn't even walk at the end. And he lived to be 90 years old. So if you think you're not going to live old, you better guess again. And better to have too much money than not enough. Agreed? So once again, 1 month expenses times 12 times 25. That's your big nut. Most people, on average, need somewhere between $2 and $4 million all right, to make this happen. It's a scary number. And if you really want to freak yourself out, try this. Take the big number, let's just call it $3 million. I'll pick something in the middle. And suppose you have saved up a couple of hundred thousand already in retirement. Maybe it's zero, but you deduct that amount out. So now you have a net amount that you got to save until you want to retire. And in my example, that would be 2.8 million, because that's 3 million minus the 200,000 you already have saved. Now divide that by how many years you have to work. Now, left to work before you want to retire. Now, let's just say it's 10 more years. Oh, what the hell? Let's say 20. Let's say you're 45 years old and you want to work till 65. It's just a random number. So take that $2.8 million, whatever your big number is, divide it by 20, and you'll find out how much money you got to save every single year just to get to that point. And if I take on my calculator right now, $2.8 million, and I divide that by 20 more years of work, that comes up with $140,000 after-tax dollars every year I have to save to get to where I want to be. That's $140,000 after-tax. That means you're going to have to at least make $250,000. You're going to have to make $250,000, because, and Uncle Sam will let you keep $140,000 of it, you know, give or take a few thousand, but that's about it. And that doesn't even include living, saving, or for college kids, you know, funds, none of that stuff. So you're probably going to have to make $300,000 or $400,000 a year just to save $140,000 for your retirement. But anyway, you can do that exercise. I did this exercise many, many years ago, in fact, 20 years ago. And I already had a bunch of money saved up for retirement. And that was the most liberating financial day of my life, is when the financial planner figured out my retirement number. And it laid out the parameters. Steve, all you got to do is save this amount of money. We just came up with $140,000 a year. You save this amount of money. You invest it this way. The money will grow. Let's back out something for inflation. And there you have your big number and the day you can retire. And 17 years later, I made it. So let's just talk about that, because I'm going to give you my real life situation. I am doing this podcast from Sicily right now. My wife and I, we have been traveling the world on and off for 10 years now. And we're doing a big 3-week trip all around Italy. And we started in the island nation of Malta, which is in the southernmost tip of Italy. It's its own little country. We spent 4 or 5 days there, 4 or 5 days in Sicily. We're going to hike Cinque Terre. Cinque Terre are 5 ancient towns on the west coast, and it's awesome. It takes about 4 hours, 3-4 hours to hike from city to city. It's up and down beautiful cliffs and hiking trails, and someone will bring our luggage and put it in our hotel room once we get to this ancient town, and then we'll have a kick-ass dinner, bottle of wine, and then get up the next day and we hike to the next town. And then from there, we're flying off to Milan, and private tour guide is picking us up, driving us to Lake Como, and we're going to ride around on electric bikes for a couple of days in Lake Como and then relax for 2 or 3 more. The whole trip takes, I don't know, we're gone 22 days, and almost every day we have a local guide that we have already pre-set up that takes us around and shows us the city, all the cultural things, all the food things, all the architectural things, all the history, every the things that you would never know. Have you ever gone to a really cool city with your spouse and you just stand around and go, okay, what do you want to do? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. You know, we just hire local guides to take us everywhere, and they show us everywhere. So the first day we get somewhere, we do a guided tour. And then the next day we take a tour off, and because we now know what to do. Here's the point. All this shit costs a lot of money, a lot of money. And because I've saved my ass off, saved for 40 years, I'm 65 years old, and I've worked for 40 years, and I saved basically about 50 grand a year for 40 years. Some years a little more, some years a little less, but that's about it in a nutshell. I've had the discipline to do that. And now I'm just now starting retirement. I sold my last company about a year and a half ago. Now I got 30 years to go. So I want to just implore you, no matter what your situation, no matter how young, how old, how desperate, how hopeless the situation might seem, you can always just start right now and save what you can save. But you have to go open an account, maybe a retirement account with one of these brokerage houses, and just start shuttling money. Just take, for instance, like something small. I'll tell you a quick story. 5 years ago at my home, we used to have, 100 people from our group, the Contractor Fight, come to my house. It used to be called the Contractor Sales Academy back then, but they would all converge on my house for pretty much like a 2.5 day Woodstock, but for all the business owners. And I was going through the retirement calculator, and we were trying to figure out what everybody needed to save. And there was one couple in there, Charlie and Nett, and they didn't have any money saved for retirement. I mean, zero. And they were like probably 50 years old at the time, somewhere in that range. And it was a hopeless situation for them. But she says, damn it, I can save $100 a week. So she started just to save. She opened a separate account and started putting $100 a week in there. Now that's $5,200 a year. So they started accumulating a little bit of cash. And then all of a sudden, when they started making pretty good money, running all the principles that we teach in our business group, they started knocking out some jobs and making pretty damn good money. So when they made $10,000 here, $20,000 there, they would add to this. Well, 3.5 years later, that bank account that started at zero, that they had never saved a dollar in their life, grew to be over $400,000 in under 3.5 years, because they just started the momentum. They started what it took to just get going. It was only $100 a week. And then you put in a couple of grand here, a couple of grand there, $5,000 here. And before you know it, they had almost $500,000. And otherwise, they would have just pissed all that money away or done God knows what with it. So you just have to start. And you just have to start today. Oftentimes, when I talk to people in our group and they'll go, Steve, I'll start, okay? I'm like, bullshit. I tell you what. Call up your local Schwab brokerage house right now. Open up an account. Doesn't cost any money. I'm calling you back in 30 minutes. And I want you to send me a screenshot of the Schwab retirement account that you opened up for yourself. I mean, I'm that much of a dick. And then, of course, they do. And I just got a message from another guy. He opened it up like a year and a half ago. He says, Steve, I have $78,000 in my retirement account right now. And a year and a half ago, I didn't even have a retirement account. So the simple act of going to open an account and putting $100 in it, and then commit to yourself that every week or every month, you just got to put money in it. Now, I'm not telling you where to go invest the money. You can figure that out on your own. You just want to invest in something that's going to grow over time, not something that's going to shrink over time. And there's two types of assets like that, good assets and bad assets. A bad asset would be to buy a new toy, a boat, a new pickup truck, a new Bobcat, some piece of expensive equipment, because at the end of 10 years, all those things are going to be worthless practically. Now, if you went and bought, and you know how to buy a piece of real estate, a stock, maybe some other type of investment, art, I don't know. You have to come up with your own way to do it. But at the end of 10 years, sometimes those things are worth twice as much what you put in them. I mean, in 2010, so that was, or maybe 2005, so 15 years ago, I started investing in Apple stock. And that Apple stock had grown into millions for me, literally. And most of the money I didn't even put in. It just grew by itself and just kept doubling every 3-4 years, something like that. And that shit adds up. So now I'm living the life I want to live right now. Now I got some problems. I'm 65. I got a couple of shit knees. I replaced one a couple of years ago, and that shit to bed. The night before we left on this trip, I wrenched my back, and I'm walking around like, fucking Elmer Fudd or, Mr. Magoo right now. I feel like I'm 95, but God damn it. This is my life. This is where I'm at. I'm in a beautiful city. I'm going to experience. I'm going to make my ass get out of this nice luxury hotel I'm in and go explore the city and see all the sights. I'm just going to make myself do it. I don't want to do it. I want to lay in bed and let my back rest, but you know what? I didn't want to save all that money for retirement either, but I did it. I didn't want to get up at 3 a.m. in the night hundreds of times over the last 40 years and do my QuickBooks because I couldn't freaking sleep because I'd been skating on entering all my numbers into QuickBooks. I mean, I built two businesses. Both of them, I made millions. I sold them for millions, but I was diligent and they were blue collar. I mean, for 40 years, I've dug ditches, jackhammered, poured concrete. I do tile, I do coping, all swimming pool stuff, caulking, pond stuff. I built ponds for 20 years. That's digging big holes and pushing big rocks. And we didn't have any machinery. The point is, I didn't go to business school. You know, I got a degree from University of Maryland, but I basically learned how to smoke pot and drink beer. But I didn't get my MBA. I did it like you're doing it. I'm working my ass off every goddamn day in the field, but I'm running a smart business. I'm making 50% profit margins, and I'm not ever taking a job with less than that. And because of my discipline that I built my businesses, the same discipline that I built my retirement account, the same discipline that I used just this morning when I wanted to stay in bed, but I'm like, hell no. I'm in this beautiful place, the island of Sicily off the coast of Italy, and I'm going to go explore it. And I do that. You can, but if you turn your head and don't start socking away some money, you're going to wake up not just in a sad state, but really pissed at yourself. Really pissed at yourself. I mean, ask yourself this question. Do I have the talent, the energy, the drive, the desire, the stick-to-itiveness to get this shit done, to save money enough for myself and my family to retire on? Can I do it? And if the answer is no, then you need to go work for somebody else and join their 401k program so they put 3% of your money or 5% of your money away every year for you. And then at the end of that working career, you might have a couple of $100,000. But a couple of $100,000 is not going to cut it for retirement. The average person, 65 years old in America right now, has $255,000 saved up in their 401k. How long will $255,000 last you? It only lasts me 1 year. And I don't have a crazy lifestyle. Yeah, I do nice shit. We fly and go do what we want, but I don't have expensive cars. I don't have a private jet. I don't have any of this shit. I mean, I live in a nice house, but I don't live like a pig, but I live nicely. And that costs $250,000 a year just to live that. I mean, ask yourself, how much does it cost to live in your city? It's $100,000. Any populated city in America, just to live at poverty levels, practically $100,000, especially if you have a spouse and a kid or two. And that's not even saving for retirement. We just went over the numbers. If you're going to save for retirement, you got $140,000 a year to start socking away because you got a late start in life, then $250,000 ain't going to cut it. So what we're trying to teach you here is, you know, not just how to make money, but how to make money and enjoy your life at the same time. And so when you're done with your business, you don't need to make the money anymore. You just have to enjoy life. And isn't that what you really want? I mean, don't we all start our own business because we want some form of freedom? What form of freedom were you looking for? Financial freedom? The freedom to be your own boss? The freedom not to have anybody feed you any shit? The freedom to do what you want, just the freedom to run your company the way you want to run it. I mean, we all want to be free in some sense, and that's why we go work for ourselves and not someone else. Because when you work for somebody else, you're doing it their way. generally, you better have a game plan for yourself, or someone else is going to have your game plan for you. And if you're the typical person that's mid-40s struggling and you need to get your shit together, let this be your wake-up call. So there's three principles that I'll give you right now that if you can enact, and there's each one I could write a Bible about, but I'm just going to give you the highlights. One, you better know your numbers. You better know how much shit costs you so you know how much to charge. Ask yourself this honest question. When you come up with a price to charge a customer, what do you base the price on? See, I base the price on what to charge a customer only on one factor, ever. That's what it costs me to do the job. Because whatever it costs me to do the job, I double it, and that's what I charge. And I don't waver. I don't care what the market tells me I can or cannot do. You know, my entire life, the two companies that I have, I've been 50% greater than the market. I've always been the high price guy, period, all the time. And I don't care. I don't need to get every job. I just simply need to get enough jobs to fill my calendar year at my price point with my customers. That was my goal. And so I just knew my numbers. I knew exactly what stuff costs. So I knew exactly what to charge. So at the end of the year, whatever QuickBooks says I have in the bank account was actually in the bank account. How would you like that? Okay. That's number one. So you got to know your numbers. You got to know what to charge. And the easiest way to get rich, charge the right amount of money. Stop giving your shit away. Stop feeling sorry for everybody else but yourself. Because nobody else feels sorry for you. Number two, communication. This will make your life so easy. If you can learn how to talk to people, we have this sales process, and it's called the Shin Fu, and it's a 5-step process, and it's how to talk to a potential client. Because when you do that, if you learn to have the right discussion, you're going to discover quickly. When I say quickly, on average, my phone conversations were 18 minutes long. And in 18 minutes, I knew one or two things at the end of that. They were either my customers and I was getting a deposit. I'm going to the house only for a deposit, or they're just giving it to me over the phone with a credit card, or they're not going to be my client and I don't have to waste any more time. See, I'm not riding out to their house. I'm not going to tap dance. You know how you call them up and you give them a ballpark price and they say, oh, that sounds great. You sound so nice. You sound like just who I want. And then you go out to their house and the story changes. All of a sudden they want to think it over. They want to get more estimates. They want to do this. They want to do that. And you're sitting there going, why did you yank my chain on the phone and basically lie to me? And then when I come to your house, you have a whole different tune. Well, you need to have a conversation in the right way so they don't get to change their tune. It doesn't matter what their tune is, good or bad, but you want to find that on the phone, and they need to stay consistent with that idea. They either want you at the money you talked about or they don't. So that's the whole numbers, communication thing. So learn how to speak with people. And that requires practice and a lot of it. And that's what we do a lot of in our group. That's what I did thousands of times in my lifetime is practice, practice, practice. And it's something nobody else wants to do. It's called role playing, where you'll actually try this 5-step process verbally with another contractor. And then you'll flip and they'll try it back with you. And you just practice. So by the time you get into the real war and the real bullets are flying with the real customers, you know what to do. So that's communication. And the third and the final step is leadership. And I like to boil leadership down to one concept. And that is just treating other people like you'd want to be treated. Ask yourself this big question. Would you like to work for you? And if the answer is hell no, then you need to change the way you act and treat people immediately. And if you say, yeah, I'd love to work for me, try to get up, go get in front of a mirror right now and ask that question again and be honest with yourself. Because of the 22 million small contracting businesses in this country, 20 million of them are solo operators. That means they don't play well with other people in the sandbox. They need to be on their own because they haven't figured out how to treat people. And that's what leadership comes down to. Just treating people, say they want to stick with you so they can agree with your vision, so they can make everybody's dreams come true, so they can actually have your back. So what about this concept? You go on vacation and there's somebody back at the shop acting like you, like they care. And like they care about running of a business, they care about profits, they care about treating people right, they care about putting out good quality work, they care about all that stuff. Well, who is going to care about you if you treat them like shit? No one. So there's leadership, there's communication, and there's the numbers. And you got to know all three of these things. And like I said, there's so much to learn within each of those buckets, but those are the three basic buckets. And those are the three basic buckets, the principles that I've used through both companies that I founded. So this stuff works. And it's a very down-to-earth, common sense approach to running a business. You don't need, like I said, an MBA degree or anything like that. You just have to have common sense and put in your work and be determined and disciplined to do that kind of stuff every single day. So one day you can wake up and, you know, someone back from the state says, hey, we need one of you guys, Steve, Tom, and Derek, to produce a podcast. And you're halfway across the world. And you go, sure, I'll whip out my laptop right now and just do one. Because, and right now it's, you know, we're six hours ahead of East Coast time. So it's a pure luxury that I can do this. So I'm actually at a point in my life, the beginning of the final phase of my life that I've always wanted to get to. I mean, this is kind of what I always dreamed of, to be able to do exactly what I want to do right now. And as I told you at the beginning of this podcast, you know, with my injuries and things like that, it's not even, you just have to adapt, you know, shit happens, get over it, just adapt. That's what you got to do. So my big message for you today is get off your ass and start saving for you, for your own future. Because guess what? There's no cavalry that's going to come save you. And if you think the cavalry looks like Social Security and maybe eating dog food, something like that, that's your savior at the end of it, good luck with that. So be proactive, get your shit together, get off the couch, and go start working on systems and processes to make all this stuff happen. And if you need a nice place to go, this is the kind of shit we talk about all the time in our group. We have 250 members in our group, and they all come in for the same reason. I need to be better at sales. I need systems. I need processes. And what they found out quickly is that's really all 10% of business. It's 90% life shit. How to get over yourself and how to get out of your own way to let the 10% flourish. Because that's the other 90% that impedes you from getting where you really want to go. 10-4. So if you need more information about that, go to thecontractorfight.com. There's a website there. There's all kinds of freebies there. There's so much. You could consume all our free shit for months and months and months and never pay a nickel to get into the real group where the real magic happens. All right. So with that, I want to thank you very much for showing up today. If any of this resonates with you, maybe share it with another one of your contracting friends or go down below and, you know, however you got this podcast, and just give us a review and tell us what you think of the show. 10-4. All right. Well, listen, y'all have a fantastic week. Until next week, see you later.